Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, and tonight we have Dr. Colin Ross with us. He founded the Colin A. Ross Institute for Psychological Trauma. Welcome back to our program,
Hi,
Dr.
Thanks.
Ross.
Excellent music, by the way.
Okay. You like that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have a little bit of my own creative stuff here at the end of each hour. We do have that special report coming in here in just a second. Would that be okay just to interrupt
sure,
the program yeah,
no,
just
I'd
for
like
a second?
Myself, yeah.
Yeah, I think we have Richard on the line.
Yes, sir, George.
Thank yeah, Richard, how are you doing up there? Are you and Alex up there in Virginia?
Absolutely. We're here in Chantilly, Virginia, in front of the West Hills Marriott as we speak. We went till 10 o'clock Eastern time with the most massive bullhorn I've ever seen in my life.
What do you mean massive? How big was it?
It was just huge. It was the size of, I guess, a basketball. I think Alex is coming to the phone right now. Here's
okay.
Alex
welcome,
right now.
We welcome you, Alex Jones, to the program.
George, I've got the We Are Change and all the Patriot Info Warriors out here speaking. Hey, Tom. And so I want to get them each up here. We're live on Genesis Radio. I want you to repeat what you said, Tom. It's too important. I want you to go ahead and give your speech. Say it again about the, because I agree with your hierarchy. Yeah, repeat the same thing, because it's not, because I've got everybody lined up here. We just got done bullhorning all these people, then I'll give you a report in a minute, George. But
okay.
I want all these great patriots to give you what's most important to them, you know, this essence of liberty and freedom with the spirit of freedom and tyranny against tyranny. And so here's Tom Foley. I'm going to hold the phone up while we're videotaping everybody for the web later as they give their thoughts of why they're here facing down these mass murderers. It takes great courage. So here's Tom. Tom, go ahead and say what you said again.
Okay, Tom.
I don't know this, by the way, but I'm an extra in the movie occasionally, and sometimes you have to do the scene twice, three times, 14 times. Pretend you didn't hear that stuff, okay?
Here we go.
Because I'm going to do the same thing again.
Okay.
All right. One of the tragic things about when Paul Wellstone died was that he didn't get a chance to really say what he felt before he died about the truth of 9/11 and a lot of things. So now we'll never know his story. So, again, I don't know what's going to happen to me or to any of us here, but, again, I feel like I've lived a million lives because of the excitement I feel right now and how much alive I feel right now because of all you guys, okay? I just want to say that I think the people at the top of the pyramid are the Rothschild banking dynasty, and the royal families like the House of Orange, the House of Windsor, Saxe Coburn Gotha, okay? I think they're at the top, of course, with the Masons and all the different ways they facilitate their power. But I think the things we should focus on are the Council on Foreign Relations. There's a lot of Council on Foreign Relations put a fingerprint on 9/11, okay? Maurice Greenberg, David Rockefeller, things like that. Pete Peterson. And the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers, okay? We got what's that quote by was it Thoreau? For every thousand hacking at the branches of evil, one is hacking at the truth. We are here right now hacking at the truth. Okay?
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you. Hacking at the root. And again, live here on the radio. I want to get other people in here, George, but I don't want to take your show over. Do you want me to have Luke Radowski over here to give a speech to everybody real fast, and then some of the other folks that are here tonight, just hold this up here as we get the audio good, Luke, and we'll also put this out on the internet as well. But again, this is historic. Also, George, before we leave you, we have time. I'll give you a rundown of what happened here today. In fact, maybe Luke can do that now.
Yeah, give us the recap.
Today was an amazing day. We had 100 patriots outside the Bilderberg Conference, and we spoke truth to power like never before. This is unprecedented, and we have made history. This is the best feeling in the world. You feel more alive than you ever did fighting evil.
Congratulations.
Fighting evil and tyranny. We are right there, at least 20 feet away from the conference halls where the Bilderberg were meeting with the biggest bullhorn I ever saw in my life. Thunder power bullhorn.
And jumbo horn.
Power.
Huh?
And that's what we're always going to continue to do. Put ourselves on the line for the greater good. We risk our lives. We get death threats. We get harassed. We get provocateurs. But we will still stand up for this country because it's an idea. It's a belief of change. And we will never stop believing in change because it is all in us, in our spirit. To fight
okay.
what is right and to stand up against evil.
Well, that's great.
Exactly what we're doing here today. We just had Madeleine Albright come in here, run chased in here. We bullhorned her with about 3 bullhorns and 100 people screaming. She ran out. She didn't know what she was doing. Went on her block 2 times. You got great video of her there, and she left.
We ran out of here.
We ran.
Okay.
We ran a criminal out of a secret institution. These people who come here, they have tinted windows. They put newspapers over their faces. They rule in secrecy. They don't want to be known that they're here. Madeleine Albright was exposed. She came. She knew she would be all over the internet. She did not want to be there. So she did what she did. She came out, went around the block two times, then left so people could record her leaving, so nobody could say she was here because she doesn't want to admit she was here. Everybody's here. The top of media, the top of government, the top bankers.
This is the top of the pyramid. This is it.
This is the true 1% of the population that controls 90% of the world's wealth. And standing up for these people while we are all suffering, we are fighting for the greater good for all humankind and for everybody here and our families and our futures and our kids. And our kids, and we will never stop believing in change and truth and love. And that's what it's about. It's that
okay, truth and love. That's it, man. Okay, Alex?
Yes, sir, George.
Okay, well, give us a quick update. We got about 3 or 4 minutes here.
All right, let me give you a quick 3-minute rundown on what's happened.
Okay.
I got here Tuesday. We checked into the Marriott here in Chantilly. We had to be out by Thursday morning. We were followed by spies and provocateurs come to the bar, the restaurant, say, hey, are you planning to attack the State Department? We said, no, that's ridiculous. Then we found out that two people who shot YouTube videos at State Department business, like one of them's here right now with his wife, to their homes. We'll get Adam on after the break if you'd like. They were intimidating. They had provocateurs out here staging events today. When I was in there Wednesday night, they pulled a fire alarm. I had security guards walk up to me and say, you know, people pull fire alarms, they go to jail for that. I'm like, what are you talking about, fire alarms? And they said, don't videotape. So we went up to our room, Coast to Coast called, right as they called to get me on, the alarm was pulled, went off, they evacuated everybody out of the building. That happened. It's just been absolutely incredible. And then from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and now Saturday evening, I've seen 200 people out here at once, on average about 50 or 60. There's probably been over 500 people here total over the last few days. People seem, you know, most of them live in Virginia or Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York. They come in. Some flew as far away from San Diego, Detroit, Canada. We have people here from everywhere. We've got We Are Change Los Angeles with Stuart. All these great people that are here, and it's just been so exciting. We've had spooks in the woods. We've had just you know, all sorts of stuff happening. It has been so amazing to see all
of
this happen.
You're really getting it out, Alex, and that's great. You're getting it out to the world, and that's what you need to do.
I talked to Jim Tucker. George, I forgot, and I forgot to the crowd here and then the Genesis audience. Jim Tucker debriefed us. He just came in from his inside Bilderberg source.
Okay.
He has one of the Bilderberg minions. It's been a source for over a decade, and I don't want to say, but let's just say people inside. Multiple sources. We have the inside scoop on what the agenda is on two main issues. He's going to talk to the source again tomorrow. So, George, if you want, we can come back after break, and I can give everybody that exclusive right here, right now, live.
Okay. We can probably do that. Okay, we'll do it. Okay. We'll be right back in about 3 minutes, and we'll continue for just, you know, you bet. Thank you, Alex. You're doing great out
George.
There. Give us those two main concepts and policies. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening. Welcome back to The Secret Truth. We're preempting our normal programming tonight just for a few more minutes. We have a special report from Alex Jones, and Jim Tucker gave a special briefing earlier. Welcome back, Alex Jones.
Absolutely, George Butler. Appreciate the great job you're doing. I don't want to keep you from your next guest. Let me just briefly tell you, today at about 3 o'clock, Jim Tucker met with one of his sources, and his sources have always proven to be impeccable. What he's reported on has always been very, very accurate, whether it's on the price of oil, whether it's when a war is going to happen. We're out here in front of the Westfields Marriott right now reporting live from Bilderberg in the belly of the beast. And he just said two major points. We'll have reports on this on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the coming days. And, of course, be on AmericanFreePress.net. But here's the issues. We know the first split in the Bilderberg Group since 1954 was in 2002 when about 40% didn't want to attack Iraq. But it wasn't because they weren't warmongers. They wanted to attack Serbia. They wanted to attack Iraq the first time. It was because they believed it would turn the people against them and it would be too obvious to have a premeditated, unprovoked, aggressive war like the Nazis or the Soviets. And the split now is 50-50 or maybe even more
against the war, but Secretary of Defense, and we saw Secret Service, Army Intelligence, others driving in big convoys of cars. We know that Madeleine Albright was here. We know Ben Bernanke, Chairman of the Federal Reserve, was here. We've gotten video and photos of all that. But Secretary of Defense Gates, and he is on the list as well, Robert Gates, he came here just like they met here in 2002 when his predecessor, Donald Rumsfeld, was Secretary of Defense, and they decided to not attack in 02, but in March of 03. He came in, gave a speech saying, we've got to attack Iran, gave the fake nuke info. People said that was pure bull. They said, look, you're going to screw up our New World Order. It's too obvious to the population. And so there's a major split. The split that started 5 years and 4 months ago, almost 6 years ago because it was before the war started, is now not just a crack. It is a Grand Canyon-sized canyon here. And so all of this is happening. On the other issue, they've raised oil prices, as Bilderberg, and we said this 2 years ago, would do to $140 a barrel. And some Bilderbergs, it was a minority, about 20%, said this is going to destroy the economy so bad they're going to revolt. You're squeezing them. You're destroying the middle class too fast. We've got to do it slower. It isn't that they are good guys. They just want to kill us slower and kind of smother us quietly. They want to kill us with sleeping pills instead of a baseball bat. They want to do it very slowly and put us in the grave more surely, more of the Fabian socialist route instead of the more fascistic, overbearing route. And so those are two major breaking, first time ever, George Butler.
Oh man,
right,
that's great.
Show.
So what? There's two factions, and one is a slow, incrementally boil the frog in the boiling water slowly, and the other one, they was too rash. This attack in Iraq was just too rash a thing to do, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And the dollar's devaluing, everything's falling apart. They're saying, look, if we raise the price of oil, we'll just get smaller cars. We want to rape them. We want the money. This is too much. We want to raise it to 120, 130, but you know, some of you want 200, and that's going to make them mad. So, George Butler, that's the bottom line. I know you've got to go. I'm going to get back to
okay,
what we're doing here.
Okay, Alex Jones, thank you very much for that special report, and we certainly appreciate what you're doing.
You bet, George.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Well, listening audience, you got a special report there from Chantilly, Virginia, outside of the Westfields Marriott, and that was Alex Jones, and he was there with his activists and protesters, and they were bringing us a lot of good information about the meeting of the Bilderberg Group, which is the most powerful group in the world that they meet annually, and it's a very secret meeting usually.